All right, Jay, congratulations on getting to the state championship. I know there's going to be a lot of people saying, you know, about 2013, first time since then to get there. What is this group, though? What have they embodied throughout what last season was to say, no matter what happens now, you finished fourth last year, you're going to take a step forward, but what does it mean to get to a state title with this group?
You know, I think last year just made us want it even more. You know, it just we just had that chip on our shoulder all year. And, you know, we had that extra little fight to know that in this game last year we stumbled, you know, and we didn't play our best game, suffered our worst loss of the year. So to know that we had that and have that chip, and now kind of a little bit of a weight's lifted off, kind of happened in our regional tournament too, where we were just so nervous to get to the championship, and then we got there and we were good, you know. So I think kind of that's how it's going to be here. And there's going to be nerves tomorrow, but I think we're going to be loose because we made it. You know, our goal at the beginning of the year was get to the state championship, you know, and we made it. So, and now we got one goal left.
The one thing, I saw a big grin on your face after Holzer beat the buzzer to end the first half of play. Mm-hmm. You called the timeout with about 6.9 seconds left to play. Can you just kind of drop that play and what did it mean for your team to also finish and kind of bring that boost, to speak, to the second half?
So Riley made an incredible play. I mean, the play we drew up, of course, they were in a zone, and then they switched to a man, and our play was a zone. So that was, you know, on us coaches a little bit. But then Riley, you know, getting through there and making that circus shot a little bit, that just, you know, you just go in with, you can breathe a little heavier because now you're up 5 or 6 instead of 4. That's a big difference. So, and that's just the kind of player Riley is. Like, Riley, she's a gamer. She doesn't, you know, she's one of the smallest ones on the court, but she's a gamer and she's going to give you everything she's got. She's like, she's our captain. She's our team leader. She's not a vocal leader, but she is our workhorse. Girls look to her when they need something because that's who she is.
Got two things left before I let you go. DeConte Smith, if you could put a definition of what DeConte Smith, what would be some words or what would be a sentence or two that you would use about her?
I would say she is an amazing teammate and she just gives her all every single play. You know, if you need a bucket, she gives you a bucket. If you need a block, she's there, you know. And she just, we just feed off of her. And she's a great kid. She's a great basketball player. And it's fun to have her on our team.
I know the final thing is you've probably been asked this by every media member here already after the game, is that you got a rematch with Grafton in terms of what happened from the start of the year in December to now you're closing out the year here in March on this one. Just your early thought about the spoilers and seeing a team for the second time around like you did with Carrington in the semis, now with Grafton here coming up on Saturday night.
They're an excellent team. You know, they're so good. They can beat you in 20 different ways. But at the end of the day, I mean, it's the state championship. Roll the ball out there and then let's see what happens. They're going to be nervous. We're going to be nervous. It's going to be a game of runs, and it's going to be really fun. They're an excellent team. They're well coached, and we're excited. We're ready to play.
Hey, Jay, as always, thanks so much for your time. We'll talk to you in the championship game tomorrow night.
Thank you, Chase.